For what is arguably one of Alaska's most history-filled communities, the idea of creating a historic district along Lincoln Street has not always been popular. Ann Paulnow is a member of Sitka's Downtown Revitalization Committee. She thinks the times and attitudes have changed.
There is, you know, that sense that this is my property, I don't want anybody telling me what to do with it. Completely understandable. These myths are being dispelled. I mean, because it's already happening and it's showing, you know, in the lower 48 and around Alaska that it's working. And it is helping communities to revive their local economies.
Paulnow is a professional archaeologist, and she's been involved with the Sitka Historic Preservation Commission. Although past efforts to create a historic district in Sitka have failed, it's evident that walking down Lincoln Street from Sitka National Historical Park to the A&B Founders Hall, that the community is really invested in its history.
It sounds like the district has sort of grown organically, even though there's not a formal designation of a district.
Rob Meinhart is a consultant with True North Sustainable Development Solutions in Wasilla.
Through people's interests and through their pride in the community, a district has sort of formed on its own. So what we want to do is just sort of channel that and try to figure out where it is that the community needs to go.
Meinhart says there are three kinds of historic districts. Local, when you have a small area with a clear historic core. Conservation, where there are historic structures but a central historic theme is harder to nail down. And National Register. Sitka already has 19 sites on the National Register of Historic Places, including the entire Sheldon Jackson campus. Meinhart thinks this is the way the community should go.
National Register districts are great because if you leave them as is, there are really no requirements for keeping your property a certain way. And a lot of times some people, they don't want restrictions within their district. So National Register doesn't really, I mean, there's no restrictions per se, unless there's some sort of federal funding coming in for the project, or if you're going after some sort of federal tax credit or tax deduction.
Historic districts are nothing new in Alaska. Many communities have them, Juneau and Ketchikan, to name two. Meinhart says that Juneau adopted a more stringent design standard in its historic district, but it's paid off for property owners.
When you talk stabilization of property values and you talk increase in market, real estate market values, it is exactly what a lot of people don't want, that increases those market values. So you keep a really good, the community keeps a strong hold on what that district looks like.
Meinhart says the first step in creating a historic district is to engage the community, businesses, and residents in defining what they want out of a historic district. Next comes an inventory of historic properties and then applying the criteria of the National Register to that inventory. If it all adds up, Meinhart then brings it back to the community to submit an application to the National Park Service, which administers the register. And Paulnow says this is not about making Sitka look historic with quaint streetlights or other accessories. Creating a historic district is about celebrating what's already here.
Part of marketing Sitka is, marketing our assets, and our assets are our cultural resources and our buildings, our history.
Funding for the survey work by True North comes from a certified local government grant. Paulnow says similar grants recently have paid for an assessment of the Sage Building, preservation work on the A&B Founders Hall and Japonsky Boathouse, and travel for Russian scholars to Sitka for a conference on Russian America. She called it one of the last and best sources of government funding for historic preservation available. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.